We're in the oldest part of our orchard. The trees are about 7 years old here, and they're taller than us by, oh, about half a person, I suppose, now.
We're pretty short, though.
It's true.
Like me, Carol Bracken isn't very tall in stature, but that doesn't stop her thinking big when it comes to her farm. She and her partner Nathan have followed a European model to set up a fully integrated nut business on their 10-hectare orchard in Tasmania's north. They now produce enough hazelnuts to clean, crack, shell, grade and pack their product on farm.
I'd like to see them a bit bigger because they're still growing. They'll sort of reach maturity at 15 years. So each year we expect to have more and more nuts because as the trees grow, we get more volume produced.
Hello, I'm Larissa Smith. Just 7 years ago, the Brackens established this hazelnut orchard at Glengarry in the West Tamar Valley. This year, they hope to process 2 tonnes of product through their new processing line. Harvest is running a little late this year after a cold, wet spring, and most of the nuts are still hanging in the trees. The Brackens need to wait for them to fall before they can go through the orchard and vacuum them up off the ground.
Yeah, so here's some up here. There's a group of three, or we call them a cluster. There's some really big ones, actually. Look at those.
Yeah, they are.
Customers of hazelnuts are quite picky, and if your chocolatiers, they want the nice small kernels, actually. They quite like them small. But if you're buying them in shell, then you want a nice big nut because it looks like you're going to get a really big nut, a kernel from inside, which is not always the case. Sometimes they have an air gap between the shell and the nut inside, but so it could be deceptive. But I like them big because it shows that, you know, the trees are happy and they're productive.
All right, Carol, so now that you've got your hazelnuts all collected, we then walk back over to this shed that's just down the ridge here, and this is where they'll get processed.
Yes, we try and get them to the shed at the end of every day so that we can get them off the orchard floor and into the dryer so that they're nice and dry as soon as possible. Well, after we've picked them up in the harvester, they've still got quite a bit of other material mixed in with the nuts. So we vacuum up the paddock floor pretty much, and there's bits of grass and lumps of stones and whatever else all come in together with the nuts, and we tip them into an air leg, which is essentially a fan at the bottom of a tall tube that blows air up the tube, and you tip the nuts running past the tube, and the heavy nuts go straight through, and all the light material gets blown up over the top and into a waste bucket. Then we can take those nuts and tip them in through to our washing machine. And this will remove out any heavy rocks, and they get taken out and the nuts get washed in a bit of a food grade disinfectant just to make sure they're completely clean off the paddock.
So once the hazelnuts have been washed, they then go up this very tall conveyor belt and get dropped into these bins, which are separated, I imagine, into grades.
We aren't grading them at the moment. That sort of happens later on. But these big bins, we try and fill up with a tonne of nuts in each bin and blow air, just normal air, through the nuts to dry them. So it probably takes 3 or 4 days worth of good, sunny, hot air blowing through the nuts to dry them out. And we really want to get them dry as fast as we can so that they don't go mouldy.
So where do they go from here?
Well, just this last year we've bought a cracking machine, and it's at the other end of the shed with some more air legs to help separate out the kernel from the shell. So once we've cracked the nut open, you've still got to get the nut that you want to eat separated from all of the bits of shell that you don't want to eat. They're a bit too hard to chomp on.
Well, let's go check that out.
Well, we do this throughout the whole year, just whenever we want to crack our nuts so that they're nice and fresh when our customers order them. And we can see in the background there's some long cylinders with various different sized holes punched into them. And they fit into this machine that we've got from Italy. And the first part of it is, like you were saying before, which is the sorting or the grading of them into the different sizes of nuts. So we use the different sieves to make 5 different sizes of nuts. And then once we've passed them through there, You can actually change the machine in a couple of places and tip them in one size at a time, and then they will actually go through and get cracked.
So this is the first year that you've got this all under one roof. Was that the goal all along when you set out to establish this farm 7 years ago?
It wasn't originally part of the plan, but it soon became apparent that we wanted to have a lot of nuts. And in order to make this a true family farm where we earned all of our income from the farm, we needed to have the scale of a lot of nuts so that we could live, you know, earn enough money off it. And then once you've got that many nuts, you need to have some way to process it and package it safely with meet all the requirements for food safe products.
And that's not something that you could have outsourced?
Yeah, we did think about it for a while, but there's not a lot of other hazelnut growers in Australia that have the same kind of scale. And it's nice to have a couple of people doing it in Tasmania. We can start to generate a community of other growers. So we're looking to buy nuts off other smaller growers that don't have this kind of facility or contract crack for people. So we've done a few nuts this year for other people because doing it by hand takes a lot longer than running it through this new machine.